Go on then. Go on. Dense. Dense.
Paul, you're a little bit tense.
There's no tenseness.
Okay, yes. Here it is.
Hi there. Oh, hi TP. There.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
It's the 32nd episode of the Disturbingly Pragmatic Podcast with Dave and Paul, your hosts. We're going to give it all to get a blast in your bum.
Oh.
Doopy-doo. Hi, Paul.
Hi, David.
How are you? It's been a weekend.
Oh, it has been a weekend.
It has been a weekend, yes. And I think I lost about a day and a half in that weekend.
Yeah, you did.
I had a bit of a drug experience.
David decided to do a little something and
backfired.
He forgets that he doesn't spring back so easily.
Oh my God, I'm 49 years old and it takes me days. Like I'm right now, my energy level, you know, is down.
Yeah, I know it's down.
But still, I'm still ready to go out there and give it my all to give this podcast my all. But my energy level is still down after two fucking days of this.
It's not good.
So
it's not good.
I bought this stuff to microdose LSD and it's legal. It's legal. Derivative of the actual LSD, so it's not actually LSD.
Right.
It's like one molecule off, which is how they can get away with it legally.
Got it.
And then you put it in your fridge and distilled, yada, yada, yada. Well, anyway, the first time I did this, I didn't feel all that, you know, moved by it. So this bottle's been sitting in the fridge for about 2 months, distilling in this water. So I decided to just drink the whole bottle on Saturday night. And although I didn't get visuals or anything like that, like some colors may seem a bit brighter, the more thing that I got was like being completely exhausted for 2 days.
Yeah, you got a lot of energy. Like you took it at 4:45.
Yeah. Oh, I did get some energy though.
And then you were like, nothing, nothing, nothing,
a little
nothing,
euphoric.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then like 11:30 at night, you're all like hummingbird.
Yeah, like my legs were going and I was smiling.
You were smiling, your legs were going, you were antsy, you were uncomfortable. And then I think I went to bed because I was tired. And then you were up until God knows what hour.
Oh, I didn't go to bed.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't go to bed. I was supposed to have my call with our friend in Detroit on Sunday.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I ended up fucking the entire thing up because I had done this. And I forget that I'm 50 years old almost. Mm-hmm. And that means that I can't do these things without completely needing 4 or 5 days recovery afterwards anymore.
Too many days, babe. But oh my gosh.
Used to be like 28 years old. I could be up for 2 days straight. No problem.
Yeah.
And then go to bed and then just sleep for, you know, 18 hours. And I was right back to it. Now, if I don't get like literally... like 18 hours of sleep a day, I'm done. Like my day is done. You know.
Yeah. So you're still recuperating, which is just insane to me.
But we had the most exciting phone call tonight. You and I, our Zoom with our friend.
Yeah, that was really nice. It was nice meeting them.
They are the most fun and fantastic person ever. And as I said, lesbian soulmate. That's all I'm going to say on that. Our friend Lauren. And they're just somebody that you meet that you know that you just connect with immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so on sync, like so in sync with. And it's so weird because they're 28.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like to me, I'm like, God damn. To have your shit together like that at 28.
Mm-hmm.
I was a goon as fuck. But you brought up something interesting during the Zoom, though.
I know. I haven't had a chance to go look into it, though, unfortunately.
But
so
please
you're gonna
promise
put,
me that you will.
I will. You're going to put me on the spot. But it was interesting because so I read recently there was an article about what is happening. I believe it's in France right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just do this. France,
where your ancestors are from.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on because at the same time, like all through the summer, apparently, and in June as well, like France. School boards or whatever they did, I don't know exactly, but they apparently said like, oh, there's no like having a gender neutral you know, pronouns and stuff like that, or the idea of pronouns is harmful to the learning of children and blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to the whole language, right? Because mm-hmm. French, any, you know, French, Spanish, Italian, anything derived the from like the Latin languages, mm-hmm. basically, more or less, mm-hmm. They are very gender specific. There is male and female. That's how they identify everything. Objects have a gender. Like, it's just, that's the language. And it's, I don't know, it's been around for, I don't know how many years, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, right? So now, millions. So now they're basically trying to, I don't think it's create, but basically put something forth so that you have a gender neutral.
That's like difficult.
Thing like a they, them.
Yeah. Right? That'll be interesting
in the French language. Right. So
one of the things I remember about taking French was the le and la and how it's like masculine, feminine. And that always confused the shit out of me. So I can't imagine.
Yeah. There's,
what's going to happen with that?
Yeah. And there was a new, oh, here he is. Yeah, they want, so this is the one that actually is from 5 days ago. Sorry, you put me on the spot, babe.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to talk about it.
And you're like this, and you're like, and I'm not going to say anything.
I'm sorry. I don't want to like cut. I don't want to cut on what you're saying.
You don't have to cut. I'm looking for something. But basically, the they, them, my understanding is EL. Which is IEL.
Okay.
But that's like, I don't know. There's like, they're huge uproar. Like, it's a big thing because it has to do with the language. Like, there's an actual like governmental, like type of body that basically governs the French language. It protects the French language. Like, it's crazy, right? Like, it's just insane.
Maybe.
So, it'll be interesting how this rolls out in terms of discussion and application, right?
Well, why don't you keep us up to date with that?
Sure, no problem. Thanks, babe. Appreciate your contribution. What a dick. What a fucking asshole.
Thanks, Brick, for your report from Geneva.
Yeah, so yeah, it's it's IEL, which is interesting. I've never heard of this before.
So would that replace le and la?
No. Well, it would be part of, you know, an additional, like, you have he, him, she, her, they, them, mm-hmm. right? It would be the same thing.
Okay.
You would have le and la, which is he and her.
La is her.
La is feminine, yes.
May we?
Le is masculine.
May we?
Yeah. Anyway, so it's...
Fromage, bibliothèque?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, yeah, it's basically readjusting the language so that...
It's more gender neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty difficult when everything has a gender. We don't have that problem in English.
No, but English is a stupid language.
Yeah. But English still has a bunch of problems with they, them. And it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, shut the hell up. Just shut up. Like, seriously, like, anybody who has a problem with they, them, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Like, really?
It's not, well, it is.
Does it affect you, fuck?
I don't find it difficult, personally, to incorporate that because I learned a long time ago, like, just in the way that I speak is they, them are just actually, I use that everything.
That's your, like, natural pronoun. Yeah. Choice.
Like, I don't, it's, I guess to be honest, it's probably from the standpoint of protecting myself when it came to my jobs, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you're telling the story. It's like, well, listen, this was the situation that we talked with them and we had this discussion, blah, blah, blah. It's to, like, not single out anybody in the terms of, like, determining, like, who the person was, right? You know, it's like protecting yourself, right? Because if you work in a small group of people, right, if you have like four people and you can be like, well, she said this and it happens to be the only one, you know, the only, you know, female on the team, well, okay, you're gonna know who that is. He's so sleepy, everybody. It's ridiculous. It's
no, I'm just like, I'm like all, I'm political doubt.
I never thought that would happen. Let's just say that.
It only took
freaking 6 years.
Wait, well, you know,
there, 7 years.
There comes a point.
Oh, really?
We have to put away the childish thing. No, but I am. We watched the last episode of Succession.
Yeah, we did. Which to me.
And spoilers.
Random. 9 episodes versus 10, maybe because of the whole the COVID situation. Could be the COVID
thing, yeah.
But
and I think it took a couple of years for it to get to the third season, too.
Oh, did it?
I think it may have been one of those shows that was postponed and then finally came out, but with only 9 episodes.
Got it. Yeah, it was very good. It ended very abruptly, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was so, you know, it's so funny because they always think they're going to beat Logan.
Yeah.
And Logan sees them coming from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
But Shiv is so great. Shiv's my favorite. And I can't believe Alan Ruck is 65 fucking years old. It just blows my mind. Like, I remember when I heard that he was 30 years old in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I was like, wait, what? Because he's literally like 19 years old in that movie. But he was 30 years old by then.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy to think.
He's been banging for years. Oh, nice.
Some people just age well, I guess.
He's like the Paul Rudd of his generation.
Good genes. Good genes are good docs. Good genes are good docs. Good
genes, but I think he did have a heart issue at one point. But still, he's so funny in this. His character, but it's just, oh, there's no way in hell I would want to be around these people for any amount of time.
No,
not at all. They're just, every last one of them is fucking horrible.
I can just, the thing is that I imagine, like, say, knock on wood, in an alternate reality, we were like wealthy. Super wealthy.
Super wealthy.
It's hanging around people like that. Ugh. No, thank you. No.
Could you imagine having to hang around Jared Kushner?
No.
You ever seen that guy without his shirt? You literally can grab his spine through his sternum.
I'm not sitting there going, Jared Kushner shirtless.
He's so fucking gangly and gross. Just imagine him slamming.
No, I don't.
And she's going, Daddy, 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 oh, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
No, she wouldn't be saying anything because you know it'd be silent because she's masking her freaking tears.
She doesn't have tears. To have tears, you have to have feelings, dear.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just fell for that trick. So
what?
Christmas time is here. It's the Christmas time of year. We all get together and sing such gaily songs.
Oh, my gosh. Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and joy.
Listen, I don't have $1 million, all right, to be doling out for random songs.
Well, you can sing like little clippets. You can sing cliplets and put a song together.
Christmas, yeah. Christmas is around the corner, so I'm finished my shopping, which I'm happy about. Just have one package that has to be delivered, so hopefully by the end of the week.
You have to deliver a package.
Oh no, I dropped my pen.
Would you like this pizza? Would you like me to pepperoni. Deliver this hot pizza?
Salami. Spicy sausage.
Mix my mouth water.
Green pepper. No.
Mushroom. Oh, fucking tomatoes. And oh, that's the porno part of it. That's it. You just start jerking off to the fucking. You know, it's weird what some people jerk off to. Like, not to kink shame or anything.
But you're going to kink shame.
But I'm going to kink shame. Yeah. Because, like.
What?
If you.
I love how we went from Christmas random talking about kink.
Sorry. That's just how it happens in our relationship.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Santa Claus kinks, for sure. People like Santa Claus. They get off on that.
Well, he did come to town, you know. He's coming to town.
Rudolph. His red tip dick guiding his sleigh, meaning his balls into your vagine.
In what? Do you know the mechanics of sex?
What? No.
Ball vagines.
I oh came my God. In like a wreck. I don't know.
What are we even talking about right now?
I Holy have no shit. Idea. You are.
So, yeah, I'm a bit high, I got to tell you.
Really?
No, but that's okay.
It's
legal here.
Shocked to my core. To my core.
So, Josh Duggar.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I have to talk about a child molester for a moment. So,
I'm actually
alert.
I'm so happy.
Trigger alert.
Trigger alert, but I'm happy with the verdict.
If you want to see some fucking balls on somebody, look at this fucking balding shitbag's fucking smirking fucking mugshot while he's put into jail. His first mugshot was fucking Smirky McGee.
Yeah.
This second one makes me want to go and take a baseball bat to his fucking knee.
It's basically like, okay, you're going to stand here and we're going to take a piece. And it's like, and he's 3, 2, 1. Cheese.
The fucking harm that piece of shit. Oh,
I know. I know, babe. It's just.
And the fact that he is so anti-gay. Like, I love how these fucking perverts are always anti-gay.
Mm-hmm. So what was the, what he got sentenced?
So no, he didn't get sentenced. No. That's in 4 months for some reason. Oh. But he is in jail while he's awaiting sentence. There's so no getting out of jail for this.
So what was the first part then? I don't understand.
So he has been found guilty.
Okay.
Of distribution or receipt of pornography and whatever.
So this was the court hearing and now they're going to go to the sentencing.
No, he had a trial. Yeah. He had a full on trial.
So this was the trial.
Yep.
They found him guilty on
both counts.
Both counts of.
So he faces 20 years in jail.
Good.
And I think $250,000 per count. So $500,000. Maybe if I'm thinking of it right, but it's the level of
and he will this not whole he family will is not
fucking gross.
He will not do well farewell in prison.
No, he'll have to go into a really highly secure area because first of all he's pretty.
No, but it, but also
he will get fucking shivved if he's in Gen Pop because they don't like his type there.
No, any sort of diddling of children,
yes, no,
is you are extra punished.
Well, it's also because most of the people inside have been the victims as children.
Fair. That is fair statement.
They don't exactly like child victimizers because they themselves as children were victims and maybe wouldn't be in jail if it weren't for those things. But for the victimization, they wouldn't be there. Since, you know what? And so many people, oh well, shiv them. Shiv them. Shiv the smug right out of them.
I'm not going to, you know, lose sleep over that.
But you know who really needs to go to jail?
Who?
The fucking parents. The one with the clown vagina.
Oh my gosh. The fact
like how many fucking kids are you gonna spit out of that thing?
I'm surprised. I think that is irresponsible.
I think that I'm surprised your uterus hasn't popped out.
That's irresponsible.
Little fucking rucksack.
That many children. That's
walking down the street going
the littlest hobo.
Yeah, littlest hobo. There's one wall to settle down until tomorrow. We'll just keep moving on. There's fucking Duggar's fucking vulva and uterus going down the street. She's like, I've fucking done my time on Maple Drive, sister. I'm going to New York and I'm becoming a drag queen, bitch.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking Michelle Duggar's uterus.
It's just ridiculous.
Walking down the street with a rucksack.
But I'm glad that he was found guilty. So now hopefully.
But those two need to go to jail. Because they covered up his fucking behavior to begin with.
Oh, I know.
He molested 4 of his sisters and a babysitter when he was a young teenager. He molested them. And then he was given a little talking to by a cop.
Yeah.
And because he was given a talking to by a cop, that started the statute of limitations. Because a cop was aware of his behavior, even though it wasn't in an official sense.
Right.
But because that cop knew, it was 2 years, I think, or from that day or something, or however many years it would take for them to actually bring charges against him.
Oh,
and so the statute of limitations was up. So had they not told that cop, those sisters could have come forward now and said, he molested us. And because they're just notifying them now.
Jesus.
But because of the fact, yeah. And the cop that they went to, this good Christian man, I'm sure.
Of course.
Is serving life in prison now for child pornography. Oh, yeah. So God. The guy that was talking to fucking Josh Duggar about molesting his sisters is now in prison for child pornography.
Yeah.
These are the people that the Duggars associate
Because he's with. Like, he's giving them advice like, you need to cool it.
And fags are the ones without morals?
Yeah, I know.
Give me a fucking break, you inbred hillbilly shit fucks with your stupid... And you know that this was going on and you let it happen. Also that you had your stupid asshole show about basically using a vagina in a way it's not supposed to be meant to be used. People had that many kids back in the day because most of the kids died. There was such a high infant mortality rate. You're not supposed to have that many kids that fucking survive, you dope. Jesus fucking Christ. And all of the kids are having fucking kids.
But also, you know, let's also, I think blame needs to go on the public and the TV shows for making this.
Yeah,
the
TLC.
The fact that Duggar is actually a name that people know outside of the quote unquote trials and shit. It's all the other crap. The fact that they were on television for so long.
I have a question.
What is your question, my
for
love?
For TLC.
Oh, okay.
And my question is rather specific. Precisely what were we learning about the fucking Duggars?
Right.
What part of that fucking show was in at any way, shape, or form a learning experience?
What was the point?
When did the Learning Channel, Bravo, A&E, why did they all turn into fucking toilets? They used to be good.
Because nobody was watching that stuff.
They used to
That's
be good.
That's why.
You used to have on Bravo, you used to have shit like symphonies and shit. Now you got real housewife horse shit. Fucking lizard patrol people.
Lizard patrol.
Who are all living up to the fucking hilt of what they can live to. Mm-hmm. Like they're literally living right up to their nipples in debt. All of them. And they all think that this is the way that life should be, that we should be putting forth this fucking ridiculous persona of being rich and wealthy and look at us. And everything's a fucking drama. Like, could you imagine living around any of these fucking people for more than 5 minutes?
We're going to kind of get you out of the rabbit hole.
I'm sorry. I just
getting too
fucking reality television, man.
Calm. No, I shouldn't say that. Take a deep breath.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down. So, Paul.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, what? Where are you going with this?
Paul?
Yeah.
Do you have any Christmas memories from your childhood that you'd like to share? Na, 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 na,
na, na, Christmas was always big in my family. Mm-hmm. Like on my mom's side, because she came from a family of six, including herself, they alternated every year and hosted the whole family.
Yeah.
You know, primarily it was a few of the aunts and an uncle more than other people because their houses were couldn't accommodate all of us, right?
Yeah.
Because you have
six. You are a big brood.
Right? You have six.
We were at the time.
So six, you know, six children, right? Plus, you know, grandfather, grandmother. Plus each one of the children's, you know, siblings, spouses, mm-hmm. plus each one of my aunts and uncle have two children each.
So all your cousins?
So it's 12.
You took a real roundabout way to describe all of those family members. Like, honest to God, that sounded like you were a fucking alien and you were just figuring out how humans speak.
You know, you really get off on just pointing out my foibles, don't you? My foibles. You know what you can do? You can go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, you fucking boomer.
Well, thanks to Herpical, I'm doing it right now.
thanks Herpical. Yeah. So it was really big.
Yeah.
But I remember, you know, just growing up and hanging out with like the cousins, aunts and uncles and always playing like card games or darts or pool. Because, you know, the one uncle had a pool table. So Christmas was really big in the sense that like my mom always... And my dad, you know, at his house as well, they always did it up for Christmas. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we were lucky in the sense that we got, you know, presents and stuff like that around Christmas time. But we didn't get stuff throughout the year, right? Like Christmas was the one time that not only did we celebrate, but we did get spoiled as well.
Did you get oranges?
No.
And a homemade doll?
No, but we but we always had like, my mom always
You didn't get any pants or anything during the rest of the year? No pants for you?
No. Well, so we got, we did one
sad if you were poverty stricken.
No, it's not that we were poverty stricken, but we lived, we lived basically like pretty much everybody else. Like my parents lived paycheck to paycheck. You know, we had food on the table, roof over our heads, clothes on our bodies. But, you know, we did shopping for clothes like once a year kind of thing.
Imagine if that was the one thing that you just didn't put anything in the budget for, the clothes part. So you're just running around naked. Everything else you're paying for and shit, but you're just running around naked. That'd be fucking ridiculous.
That'd be ridiculous.
What? I can't afford it. Don't judge me.
I know. So yeah, so Christmas was done up big. And I remember just because, you know, my parents, you know, they splurged at Christmas time. Both my mom and my dad splurged.
Buying your love.
Right? Well.
I'm kidding. I'll show that bitch. I'm going to get you $400 worth of stuff.
But always had like a stocking, which was always fun because it always had like chocolate, and then you'd get like socks and like underwear or deodorant or a razor.
I'm sorry. Did you get socks and underwear in your fucking stocking?
Yeah, in the stocking.
The stocking is a no socks and underwear zone.
No, it was like
are
a
you
little,
out of your mind?
Yeah, it was like little things, right? I remember
no,
getting
you don't put
things.
Deodorant and shit in there. That's for like, that's for like candies.
No.
Well, small toys.
I got small toys candy and candies. Kings. Yeah, yeah. So, I always got, usually I got chocolate because I love Ferrero Rocher.
Those chocolate golden coins?
Yeah, the ones that are, oh, yeah, I remember those. So,
remember when we watched the,
no, but I got
how
bubble,
this is made and how we saw
how it's made? Yeah. I got like the bubble gum ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were bubble gum coins.
Bubble gum coins. My grandmother used to get us the Hallmark, no, the, Lifesavers book.
Oh, the book.
Back
yes.
when it was an actual book. Not when it, not like ones, the yes. fucking cheap shit that you get today. Mm-mm. But no, it used to be like a full on, like you would open it up and on one side it would have the one thing and on the other side. And I always used to love the butterscotch ones.
I love the butterscotch ones, but I also really loved,
so quickly.
We had, they in the packs that we got, I don't know if you got them, but we had a full roll of a grape one.
And I think I got that too. I love grape. But you know me, I love grape. Oh yeah, my God, grape is my favorite.
But I loved having the Lifesaver booklets that you got. That was always good. Always like little things like the chocolate coins, obviously, like the little like foil wrapped Santa Clauses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little Santa Clauses.
And the hollow ones.
Oh, that was more Easter, but yeah, the hollow ones.
No, you have hollow Santas.
Yeah, it was always the shit chocolate.
Like, yeah, that was me. If I remember when I fell asleep on the goddamn chocolate after I opened it up on Easter, I fucking fell right asleep on top of it. Woke up, it had just melted into the goddamn blanket. I've listed out on it.
There's David just licking his blanket.
Oh, seriously.
It still tastes okay. It tastes all right.
Oh, oh my God.
We a little bit of fuzz.
It's just a little hair. It's still good.
It's still good.
Oh, it's just a little water. It's still good. So. So that's kind of beautiful, though.
Is it beautiful?
It is.
Yeah. So, but then, you know, as years progress, blah, 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 things. So now our tradition is in my family. Is we do Christmas on Christmas Eve with my mom, right? So we open up presents at midnight.
Although it's been getting earlier.
It's been getting earlier.
Because we're all old.
And then on Christmas Day, I go and see my dad.
Yeah. Yep. So that's where we're going this year.
Yeah.
So we may have a couple of episodes where we're not recording.
Couple of days, yeah. It's the holidays,
but it's the holidays, so don't expect anything anyway. Jesus Christ, are we here as your dancing puppets?
It's the holidays, and
happy holidays.
Did you? But we did. The one thing I do remember that I kind of wish, because I know that a lot of people, we didn't have like a baking tradition, which was sad.
I usually bake those imperial cookies or empire cookies.
Empire cookies.
They're the ones with like the white icing on top.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook those. Those are good.
It's like a sugar icing on
top.
Yeah,
in fact, I should be able to cook those even better now because we got that blue mixer.
Yeah,
that's I didn't have that mixer before when I used to make them.
We had to do it by hand.
Yeah. Oh my God, those are good though. Especially the icing and everything. You put a little...
Yeah, those are... You like that. And you
put a little jam in the middle.
A little maraschino candy cherry on top and a little jam in the center.
Ooh, we have candy cherries too.
We do have maraschino cherries.
I think I want to make some more icing, but this time eat it right away so it's not globular.
But do you know why that happened, though? Is because
it's not just because it was beaten.
It was over-mixed,
it wasn't
yes.
because of just that. It was also because I put it in the fridge. And you're supposed to use that right away, I think.
Yes, you're right. That is part of it, but the bigger part is...
I think I could still eat it. It's been about a week.
No, please don't eat that.
Oh, I want to kind of have.
Don't eat that.
I just want a little bit of the icing. I don't want to feel my right pinky toe.
You bought snacks.
We
walked to the corner store and bought some snacks.
And you know, it's funny. Every time we walk someplace, I'm always admiring the fact that we literally talk like this.
Yeah.
When we're walking.
Yeah, basically.
Like this is how we talk.
This is how we talk all the time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe less frenzied. Maybe less packed into an hour than we do when we're recording it.
Right.
But definitely this is how we talk. This is who we are. This is our language and we're giving it to you for free. So pay us at Patreon. No, I'm kidding.
No. Sorry, we don't have that.
No. I mean, we will eventually.
One magical day, perhaps.
One day more. Another day, another destiny.
So David broke the shower head.
I was so Hulk about it. No, it was just the plastic thing that the phalange.
The coupling, basically, yeah. From the apparatus.
I was just trying to move the head, and it just came off my hands, and suddenly I'm having the full-on water effect. And we have very, 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 very strong water flow. Like, this is one of the things that this is one of the reasons why I never want to actually leave this apartment.
Because of the water flow.
It's because of the water flow. Like, I will never move from this apartment to another apartment.
No, I know, because the water pressure.
Unless it's in a completely different place.
The water pressure is amazing.
Because the water pressure.
Yeah. So anyways, it got stripped. We've had that for a couple years.
Yeah, no, it's been like 5 years.
Oh, okay. It's been more than that. Yeah. So anyways, it's stripped. So I looked online at Canadian Tire.
Tire Canadian.
And Crappy Tire.
Crappy
and,
Tire.
And they had one near us. No, not terribly expensive. It was like 80 something bucks plus
90
tax.
Bucks plus tax.
But it's big. It's like got a head, like the normal shower head, that's like kind of like big circle, and then inside there's like a wand that you can take off, blah, blah, blah. So it's a nice one. It's decent, right? So
what we're used to. We've had it for the past 10 years now.
Yeah, it's actually nice.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I love when I make it my ghetto spa when I because we have such power. Before I go any further in story, I'll just say we have such power in the line that I actually put a diverter on the line.
Yes.
So that I could run the cord all the way to the other side. So because we had one wand that can come out of the thing, you've got the head up there. You could put the wand right above my head. And then there's another wand on the other side of the bathtub. And it's all spraying friggin'.
I know. You want one of those showers
make that
where
again.
It's like 30, 40 just jets just spraying at you. Psh.
I'm actually going to set that up again.
Okay,
cool. It's been off for too long now.
That's fine. It's all
this
good.
This is my excuse.
We'll figure it
and
out.
And I'll take pictures and I'll show you guys. You know, seriously, the water that comes out of this thing is fantastic. I'll take a video of it.
A video.
It's like you guys will not believe. No, I'm serious. You could almost cut wood with it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Like, it can get pretty. It's
hot
pretty
too.
Yeah, it gets
holy
real
shit.
Hot.
Yeah, no, you don't want to stand under that. Anyway, so continue your story.
So I went out and I was good. Everything was fine. I was, you know, gonna go to Canadian Tire, take my time, look for this thing. So whatever. So I go to Canadian Tire. I'm walking around. I find the thing finally because they changed everything in the store.
Yeah.
They've changed like where the departments are or whatever. So it used to be on the back left. Now it's on the back right.
What if you actually just accidentally passed into another dimension? And no, but seriously, think about it. Right? What if you accidentally did, like, what if you just sort of whoop and this is the way that store is set up?
No, different store. Bed, okay. Bath, and Beyond. So I go, you know. So I pick it, I grab it, you know, fine.
You
I saw a little
make your purchase.
I saw a little treat on the shelf that I thought you'd like, a little Tic Tac.
You did. You
pack.
Got me a Tic Tac pack. A little Christmas Tic Tac.
David loves orange Tic Tacs. They're his favorite.
Orange, Carl.
Orange.
I love orange Tic Tacs. Oh my God, I could eat them like candy.
And you do eat them like candy.
I do.
So I check out. Everything's cool. Lady at the cash is nice, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm walking out. I got the thing in my hand. So in front of Canadian Tire, and they're pretty much all like this. Like there's basically those walkways, like
a huge crosswalk.
Crosswalk. It's like, you know, painted yellow or white, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Super
for
big
pedestrians.
For pedestrians, so you don't get hit.
Walking to their car.
Exactly. Yes. To and from the store. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I get out the opening doors. ding dong. There's no ding dong. That's kind of
okay.
And I see literally in the middle of this crosswalk across like the median on this other side where it begins to have the cars park.
This is right in your way.
Yeah. Which is okay. Fine. There's a car parked there, kind of like a hatchbacky, a little bit old, maybe like a Subaru.
So a very boring car.
Anyways. So there's a woman in there and I can see a woman, older woman, white woman, graying hair, mask around her thing. She's in her own car. That's fine. She's got her visor down, looking at something. So I'm like, okay, fine. Well, I'm just going to walk because I'm like, why are you sitting there? I don't know.
Is she alone?
No, I don't know. I didn't see, but at first I didn't see if she was alone. So I start to walk and I have, because she's in the middle of the thing, I have to walk behind her car.
And I know exactly where you've parked, by the way.
Right. Okay.
Like I know exactly where you parked. So I know exactly where you are and I can envision this in my mind. Mm-hmm. So go on.
So anyways, so I walk and I'm, you know, I'm walking thing. She's, I notice that she's looking, blah, 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 blah. So I'm halfway past her car, like the back end, her reverse lights go on and she starts to reverse. And then I can see her car brake fast because she sees me.
Oh my God, what a dumb bitch.
Well, I start to walk across, like walk around the car because I have to go that way to get my car. And I hear this woman going, how stupid are you to walk behind me when I'm, you saw me backing up. And then I went, and I, and me.
That's when I lost it.
And then I just went, well, you're in the crosswalk, and why are you reversing?
Exactly.
And then she's like, you're an idiot. Well, then, ladies, gentlemen, and any other who is listening, I am an individual who is usually level-headed. I have a customer service background. I am very patient. I am pleasant to everyone. I say hello. I say goodbye. I say please. I say thank you.
You are very polite.
I acknowledge.
No, let me just say, Paul, you are so polite in any customer service. Like, you are literally the politest customer. Like, you're the person on the plane who thanks the stewardess for everything. Or the steward person. The air
I'm the type of person that can walk in a crowd and get through it really quickly because I just weave around. I avoid everybody. Yep. I avoid it. I'm good.
Well, you're like water is what you're saying.
Well, today, today was not that day.
No.
Today.
I'm sure as fuck wasn't.
Paul was that bitch.
You picked the wrong bitch. Bitch. You picked the wrong bitch.
So
you
I.
You picked the wrong bitch.
So I, with my mask on.
Yep.
And my shower head in my right hand.
Yep.
Tell her to fuck off. She's a cunt. What? And I was yelling this. And she's like, you're an asshole. And she's giving me the finger. And I said, well, you're a fucking cunt. And this. And I go, okay, boomer, why don't you just fucking die already, okay? Why are you being a drain on our fucking resources?
Oh, my God.
And then I said, fuck off again, and she's blah, blah, blah. Anyways, now, that was the end of it. I got in my car, went away. Now, the entire time, though, my voice is really loud.
Yes, you have a very loud voice when you want one.
Yes, it projects.
I have been the recipient of said loud voice a couple of times.
The parking lot was, let's just say, it wasn't a quiet afternoon.
No.
It was rather busy.
Yeah.
I saw people looking at me and like blah, blah, blah. But I honestly did not give a shit. This woman parked in a freaking pedestrian area and then was going to reverse and got angry at me because I was walking to my car while she was playing with herself in the goddamn mirror in her car. She gets pissed off at me and almost hits me with her car in the pedestrian zone.
Oh my God.
And then loses her shit on me.
That's gotta be a happy marriage.
Listen.
Imagine living with this woman.
So I lost it. Was it a, so wasn't,
I
but
lose it.
But the thing was is that the way that I lost it was in like the good for you. Good for you.
Can I just say though?
It was one of those moments.
Had I been there?
Oh, I know. You're more violent, let's be honest.
No, like, I would have fucking done a goddamn stunt barrel over that car. I would have dented shit, broken shit on the way down. But she wouldn't know what hit her. If she wants to fucking try and hit my man, mm-hmm. are you kidding? I would have dented her fucking shit.
That is the situation that happened. So, I had my way home. I was actually smiling, and I felt good. And that's normally not how I feel.
Did you feel freeing?
For a brief moment, I did start to feel a little bad because I am the type of person that I do, right? Yeah. But at the same time, I went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Normally, I could have just walked away. But she called me an idiot, which is fine. Not a big deal. She called me an idiot for something that she did. If she would have hit me with her car, it would have been her fault. No. Regardless.
Nothing is their fault.
No, I know.
Paul, that's the whole point of these people. I know. The entitled fucking Facebook boomers with their goddamn memes and their shit. They literally, that's the whole thing.
I know.
They're never at fault for any of it. They're always the victims. Always.
I understand.
You young person.
I know, right?
But I did like the whole die thing. That was fucking a good song.
Now, that was the particular piece I was feeling just a little thing. Because I don't think...
I fully agree.
You should wish, people to just die already, okay? Listen. But the way I was saying it was just very much like... It was sarcastic-y loud. It wasn't even me being all like, rah, rah, rah. It was just being like, all right, whatever, just fuck off.
You're fucking lucky, though, that you didn't turn out to be like that crazy bitch who tries to hit you with the
now,
car.
Now, here's the thing. I realize that this situation that happened is incredibly privileged. It is a white person dealing with another white person, and we are also in Canada. Nobody's going to do fucking shit. Now, if there was an altercation that would have happened, then I don't know what would have happened because I feel like there's enough anger and rage that is inside of me.
That you would go...
That I would...
Black out.
I would turn white hot. White hot. It's a thing. Look it up. White hot. And I would black out.
You'd just be a whirling dervish of fists and elbows.
And again, I would be Velma Kelly from Chicago. I honestly don't know what happened, officer.
You fell into my knife.
When I came to, I looked down and there was blood in my hands.
Oh my God, he fell into my knife. He fell into my knife 10 times. No, that's the thing.
So that was my afternoon.
It was exciting for you.
It was exciting.
You came in.
It's still not like a proud moment. I'm not saying I'm wearing this as a badge of honor.
Twat needs to be told.
I know.
Fucking entitled bitch. Imagine how she talks to a fucking behind a counter somewhere.
I know, but I wield the C word very, loosely.
No,
and I know
you don't.
Not everybody.
No, you don't.
I don't?
You barely use it.
Oh, here I do.
You barely use it.
I use it here, but not in public.
Not in public.
But listen.
Never in public. The fact of the matter is, though, the C word in America and Canada carries a lot different weight than it does in the UK.
Very true.
And in Australia, where it's just thrown around. Mm-hmm. Here, it's a little bit more poignant. And therefore, it's very, 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 very good that you drop that particular fucking word in that old bitch's fucking face.
I know.
Because it was the most slip-slappity-slip-slap that you could fucking do to that bitch without horking on her and getting arrested for assault.
No, I would. Well, I would never do that.
Yeah, well, I would have fucking dented her shit.
No, I know, but you're different. Babe,
oh, my
you
God.
Are
and if her husband came out,
I use my voice, my words.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's
you're more fisticuffs.
You know what? You know what he said in Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Be nice till it's time not to be nice.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So, anyways, that was my afternoon. I do have to say that I grabbed something for lunch after that.
What did you grab?
I just grabbed something really tiny. I grabbed some nuggets.
And why were no nuggets forthcoming to me upon your return?
Because you had dinner. You had lunch here. And you had leftover
Popeyes.
You didn't
know that I had lunch here.
Yeah, you had leftover Popeyes.
I feel very left out of the nugget experience.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now.
They weren't very good. I've actually...
Are you nuggeted out? Are you nugged out?
I think I'm kind of fast fooded out for certain things.
Oh, good.
Because they just didn't taste good anymore.
Well, no, they taste sort of dry.
They're like, I don't know, just everything.
I literally didn't know that there were four fucking designs on those things.
For the nuggets? You didn't know that?
No, until literally relatively recently. I was today old when I found out. But nuggets actually have.
I love some of those things. Some of those things literally blow your mind. That pineapple one. Mm-hmm. the way to eat pineapple, like you can just pull out those little square things instead of like slicing it.
It's nature's fucking toothpicks.
Seriously, my mind, like blow. The first time I ever saw that, I was like, suck.
Blow. Fuck. I love blow. Jim Hale so fucking much.
It's not Jim Hale.
Jim Rash. Why do I say Jim Hale?
Because you do it every gosh
Tony time. Hale, Jim Rash. Jim Rash. It's the same thing with Kyle Mooney.
Michael.
But Kyle Mooney and Kyle Moffat.
No, Alex Moffat.
Alex Moffat, Kyle Mooney. See? Jesus. Oh my God, I'm turning into my grandmother. Who is that guy in that thing that one time?
What?
Who's the guy in that thing that one time?
Next to the whatchamacallit and the thingamabob?
That's pretty much what I would get asked.
The doohickey?
I would always know, but now apparently my mind is losing the little tidbits. I'm sorry.
Here comes the vomiting.
Here comes the vomiting.
Here comes the vomit.
Here on Vomiting ASMR.
SNL this weekend was okay.
It was pretty funny, actually.
It actually had some good moments.
I thought Billie Eilish was hilarious.
She did seem very
natural. She was fucking natural as fuck. Yeah. She could have been on the goddamn show. Yeah. There's a couple of people this year who completely...
Took you off guard.
Took me off guard, the fact that they were so natural. And she's one of them.
Yeah, no, she was really good. I really enjoyed her.
And Kate McKinnon is back.
I know. I'm so happy.
It's so nice. But when she was trying to make her laugh...
Oh, I know. She was trying real hard.
Oh, my God.
I love when they do that to each other, when they try to make them break.
Yeah.
So great.
Who does she remind me of, though, Billie Eilish? She reminds me of an actress, and it's driving me nuts.
She has a very, old school look. Like, well, old Hollywood.
She seems very old school to begin with.
Yeah.
And right. I loved her outfit when she came out, and she looked like a little sexy candy.
What did she say? She said Mrs. Claus, but like the hoe version, or like going clubbing
something
or something
like that. Yeah,
that was funny.
Mrs. Claus going clubbing.
That was funny.
But
that
it was pretty funny. I did enjoy it.
This weekend will be good because it's Paul Rudd hosting,
and it's the last,
and it's the Christmas episode basically.
For another 10 weeks?
They probably will come back in February,
and they'll work a week, and then they'll go off another 3 weeks.
They don't put out as many as they used to.
No, they don't.
But that's because it's on network.
Put it out.
But it's also on network television, and that is dying out, right?
Yeah. So, there are three movies that are really essential to any sort of Christmas season viewing.
Yeah.
One is Home Alone.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
One is Christmas Vacation.
Okay, yeah.
And the third is A Christmas Story.
We mentioned all those.
Those three are pretty much... You know, the primo movies.
But that's for you, though.
For me, but I think for a lot of people. I think a lot of people would agree.
Within your generation.
They may have one or two different, maybe they'll have three completely different movies.
Because I guarantee that the younger folk.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Like, well, a little bit younger than me. I'm not considering.
Would them. Be Elf. Elf They're, is a hilarious movie.
Oh, Elf is good.
So funny.
Fucking Will Ferrell.
And the shit, but like the... The movies that made us. They did the Christmas movies that made us.
The
they had two.
That made us. They did the movies that made us. Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they had one about Elf, and it was interesting to just learn. Like, it was a super low budget movie.
But for
it,
this story.
Oh, sorry.
For this story that I'm telling right here, there are three primo. Now, fun fact, Christmas Story, Bob Clark also directed Black Christmas, which was a fantastic 1975 horror film. It was basically considered one of the first slasher films of all time. Filmed in Toronto, filmed right, 20 kilometers from us.
Oh, wow.
The sorority house still exists.
Oh, does it really?
It has Andrea Martin in it, Olivia de Havilland. Oh. It had John Saxon. It had...
Black Christmas, you said, right?
Black Christmas.
Okay.
It had Lois Lane in it. What's her name? Margot Kidder.
The original Lois Lane.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she passed away. Yeah. But she was in it. And it was a pretty scary movie, but it was done by the same guy who did A Christmas Story, which was one of the most incredible Christmas movies of all time.
Okay.
Now, but this story is not about these movies.
Okay.
These movies, which brought literally hundreds of millions of people around the world.
Joy.
A combined over 150 years worth of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally hours and hours and hours, tapes and tapes and tapes of this getting worn out over rewatching them year after year.
Absolutely.
So these are really the pristine movies.
Edited down for syndication, where it's only, the movie is actually an hour and 45 minutes, but it's only 62 now.
Look what you did, you little jerk. But the thing is, don't you want to protect these lovely movies? Aren't these movies like pristine and wonderful and beautiful that you don't want to sully their image or their brand with perhaps slipshod, shitty sequels and or reboots?
Yeah.
And or sequels?
Fair. After all this time, yes.
And yet, what did they fail to do in each one of these instances?
Take a new twist on it. Yeah.
So, Home Alone, whatever the fuck that one is that's out now, with that kid, that little British kid.
Yeah.
That movie is painful.
Didn't we talk about this already?
Yes, but I said that I wanted to talk about it in relation to these other two movies that I'm going to bring up. Oh,
okay.
It's because I've seen all three of these movies.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't see the Home Alone again or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'll look it up. Continue your story.
But anyway, this movie is obviously terrible. Like, it's got terrible reviews. Every single review that I've seen on it, Amanda the Jedi, a couple of other people have basically shat upon it. and shat upon it rightfully so, because it is ridiculous. They fucking use music from the original Home Alone movie in this piece of shit.
Oh, really?
It's awful. Although it has people in it. It has Ellie Kemper in it.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yeah, it is fucking terrible. It is
It has Buzz in it from the original in it. He plays a cap.
Yeah, McAllister Security or some shit.
Rob Delaney. That's who plays the other guy.
Yeah.
It's Ellie Kemper and Rob Delaney. Just,
it's so awful. And yeah, again, with the whole traps where people would literally get killed.
Oh.
Literally get killed. like literally get killed. If you have a fucking 5 kilogram box of flour slamming into your head at speed, compressing your neck down, you're dead.
Right. What was that movie that we watched where the kid was like a killer and he like strapped one of his friends down on a chair and he actually threw like a
paint. Yeah, that was the oh shit. Oh, it's a Christmas horror movie. And he threw the paint can down.
Like in Home Alone, and the guy's head exploded.
Like or like got caved in. Like it killed him.
Yeah.
Because it would fucking kill you.
Absolutely.
It's a full can of paint. Those things are heavy. And it's coming at you at goddamn speed. So yeah, like I can suspend the disbelief in Home Alone because it's a cherished movie.
Right.
And of course, you know. But this one I can't. I can't because I really do believe this little English kid is willing to kill these people. I just thought Macaulay Culkin was out to have some fun. This little British kid is out to kill people.
What you didn't know and what they don't tell you is that the child is actually Damien from The Omen.
Anyway.
It's all for you, Damien.
It's all for you.
It's all for you.
But then, you know what the funny thing is? We also have something called A Christmas Story 2.
Is there really?
Yes. A Christmas Story 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
You know who's in it? The redheaded kid from the first one. I'm pretty sure is in the second one. I have to watch it, but I'm going to do like an actual talk on these movies because we don't have time tonight. But this is just, and then on the third one, we have Christmas Vacation 2. And it has Cousin Eddie in it and Ed Asner.
Wow.
And it has the original Audrey from the original movie. So from the original Vacation from 1984, Christmas Vacation 2 somehow suddenly snagged the original Audrey.
Wow.
Yeah. But it is all of it. All three of them.
Chevy Chase wasn't in it.
No, he made an appearance.
Oh, well, an appearance, but he wasn't
in it. Him and Beverly D'Angelo made a fucking appearance in it as well. I'm pretty sure of it. It was just, it was cancer. All three of them. All three of them. No one asked to have our brands sullied by these three shitty movies.
Is the Home Alone type of situation, though, I'm wondering, what's that thing where there's like, if you don't remake it or
the copyright,
it lapses or something?
No, I'm pretty sure that they own the
rights.
Yeah, the rights to it, because I'm pretty sure it's their own intellectual property.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was created under DreamWorks.
Oh.
Was it DreamWorks? No. It was under... No, but it's John Hughes Films. And
right. Okay.
I'll have to take a look, but no, I'm pretty sure that it's not like that.
Because that's what happens a lot in a lot of cases, right?
No, absolutely. Like the Marvel ones. But you know, that's the other thing about Marvel. Disney has a real problem with Marvel. Thanks to this win that Friday the 13th had with regards to regaining your rights to your original story, your original IP after a set number of years. If you've created an IP and you've sold it to a company within 35 years, you can get that IP back.
Oh.
Well, Friday the 13th, we could actually have a Friday the 13th, as I said, like however many episodes ago, that because they won this court battle. Well, Marvel characters... The people who created the Marvel characters are all trying to get their characters back now so that they can then sell the characters back, but with an actual stake in the pie.
Right. Well,
and Disney, of course,
how many of them are still alive?
Oh, I don't, it could be their estates.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like that's the thing, because it's the estate of the person, right? So it doesn't matter if they're dead. The estate of Stan Lee could still come after shit. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's a good thing, though.
No, it's a good thing. Yeah, because it's interesting.
It allows people who have created IP to get some money back at the end of the day, especially when the IP is really, really, really popular. It puts them into such a massively good bargaining position. Right. And Disney does not want that at all costs. So they're fighting the fuck out of that. But that could be a real problem for Disney in the next coming years.
Oh, all their millions and trillions of dollars.
See, we don't just make farty poopy noises here. We also like to educate.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Well, honey.
I love you.
I love you too. I think, you know.
My energy level tonight was not as high as it was for the past several episodes. It'll be back up on Wednesday when we record for Thursday.
It better be or I'm going to shiv you.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to stab you in the throat.
Stab me in the throat.
Fucking boomer.
Oh my God, that was... You know, I'm so glad that you're able to express yourself, though, and get your feelings out. Because if you suck them in, you're just going to give yourself a fucking stroke heart attack.
That's a fair assessment.
And trust me, as I said, I would have fucking... I would have clown card over her car. I would have made the most ridiculous spectacle of being hit by that car. I would have been like the best soccer player.
I know.
Faking an injury.
All right.
And I would have made them bring an ambulance in.
Okay.
I would have been like,
Yeah, flair for the dramatics.
Oh, I've been hit in the butt.
Someone doesn't have a flair for the dramatics. Someone has a PhD in it.
Oh, my back. I don't think I'm ever going to get feeling in my 14th vertebra. I think it's 15th, 16th vertebra.
Oh, babe. All right. Until next time, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
But one other thing, though.
What?
Please don't get shot in a parking lot.
I'm not.
Okay. I'm all for you expressing yourself, but don't do it to somebody who you think has a gun.
Babe, no. Okay, just chill. We don't live in that area.
I know, but
okay,
it happens.
All right.
I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
See you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.